Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com and offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, everyone. This is Amy. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm here with my friend Nicole. We're so happy to connect today. And I just got a text from a friend saying she's listening to the podcast right now. It's so fun. So we are going to be having a conversation about our upcoming night with Spirit. And I'm so stoked for it. I'll be up in Pottstown, PA next week. And then we'll be in Clearwater, Florida. Both of us are flying down to Clearwater next month in May. So yeah, Nicole, how are you, girl? How's it all going?
Oh my God. Everything is super amazing, super intense. Like the just ever since the eclipse, I feel like every day has been a new world. Like literally from the time I get up to the time I go to bed, it's like a brand new world. And then like the next day and the next day. And so like the frequencies have really been all over the place. And dimensional frequencies is what I mean when I say that, and also reality bending, right? So these are just fancy words for things are just really moving fast. Time is either slowing up or slowing up. Of course, Spirit said that. Time is either slowing down or speeding up, right? Nothing makes sense. So if you wake up one day with a trajectory in mind and you have goals and things you want to accomplish that day, and you wake up and you're like, wait a minute, I have no energy to do any of this today. And like, I think I'm going to go take a nap or go to yoga. Like seriously, that's how it's been. And then the next day you're like, I'm full of energy. I'm going to co-create 1,000 worlds and make this the best day ever and accomplish so many wonderful things. And then like that happens. So what I keep hearing in Spirit is just to thy own self be true and really digging in and feeling into that, what that means for you on a daily basis. To thy own self be true and really honoring your reality as it is.
I love that. And it's not having like just set the judgments aside, because we have to go in the flow and in the now. For example, Nicole and I knew we were going to be connecting today. And then I had some switcheroos in my schedule with contractors coming to the house and stuff, and then getting this Wi-Fi. So I'm outside in an outside office. I just popped up here today and we're making it work. And that's what it is. I think for me personally, I'm learning it's okay. Just go with the flow in every kind of a way and it all works out. So if we have those days of rest, sometimes those of us that are always going and feel like we, I'm hearing high maintenance. My team is saying I'm high maintenance, meaning I'm always like, it's hard for me to slow down in that way. I want to be doing things and creating. And so I've been learning how to just slow down and have my own space. And then today is all the energy to come on and share with everyone. And next week is going to be a full week of energy. I'm so excited. I'm coming up there to see you. So Nicole's in Pennsylvania and I'm coming up there to Pennsylvania with Nicole. And we're going to do some podcasts and some promos. And then we're going to have our show. And you've been doing the show multiple times a month, I think, for like a year now, right?
Yeah, it'll be like 1 year exactly to the day. So a lot has happened in a year. I mean, every show is so unique, so different. We have a brand new audience every month, which I'm so honored and grateful that many people want to hear from Spirit. They want to hear from their loved ones, their angels. They really get a snapshot, a moment in time where they can connect to those that have crossed or actually hear guidance from the other side about, you know, somebody loves them. Somebody cares for them. The angels have your back. The universe has your back and we're here for it. We're to help you move forward. So our teams are always about love and joy and abundance and what that really feels like and looks like in your reality and giving you set points and things to look forward to and knowing that we've we see you, we honor you. And that from a soul level, the angels can see exactly who you are. We can read you from past life, future life, this life, help you in your family life or your career life. And especially with spiritual gifts and honoring that. And then also, you know, the current world events. We also talk a little bit about that as well, because some people come in, they have questions. They want to know what's happening in the world, on the world stage, and also what their part is. A lot of people are looking for purpose and passion right now. Like, how do I live fully with my heart open and in my purpose and passion every day? How do I make that work? And so it's really just an awesome time and reality, and such a blessing for both of us to be able to do this for people. And we have a great time doing it. And the more people that come, the like more energy is generated through the spirit world and through all of our gifts and through everybody meeting up. And it's really an amazing time. So even if you don't get a personal reading, the way that spirit works is that you will hear something that night that actually resonates with you, and you'll take a little piece of that gift home with you. And I get so many text messages, emails, you know, from all over, from people who have attended large group readings and can confirm a lot of the information that was set forth that night, but also have a real world experience, something that they can take home with them and that will help them to grow and heal and to move further along their path. So it's a wild time. It's a good time.
Yeah, it is a good time. And I love how you are reminding everybody that it's a new experience every time, a completely new group. And so as a channel, that's wonderful. We had a show, Nicole invited me to come with her to Clearwater a couple months ago. And it was so fun for me to get back out with a large crowd and meet everybody. And I love the cohesiveness. I felt like it flowed so well. Of course, we set the space and we do some activations at the beginning. And I think that really shifted the energy, and it felt like there was this beautiful, peaceful flow of open hearts to allow the space for spirit to come through. And so I'm feeling like just sharing a little bit about some of the messages that we'll deliver. So you do mediumship messages, and then I often have been reading past lives, current energy field, and delivering messages from guides and angels. And it's a really cool combination, I think. I find it really nice to get that variety of the type of delivery in the message. And also you'll work one side of the room and I'll come to the other. So we just get pulled, and we can do double the readings in the amount of time.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of working with a really good team, is that our teams already know who's there in spirit and who shows up in the angel world. So I saw them kind of like passing us off, like, hey, you go over there, you read for this person. Hey, we have an ancestor over here, you need to go touch base over there. And like Amy and I were just like running through the room, like passing off the mic and like giving as many messages as possible and having a great time. And our teams work so well together that when we bring a big group in like that, like it's very organized, it's a lot of fun, and we can talk to a ton of people. I think I don't even know how many people we read that night, but there was more people read that night than not read, okay? Which is not usually how it goes. If you've been to other audience shows or shows where there's a large group, and that it just, everybody works different. But Amy and I, we've been working together for a very long time. There's two of us, the energy's high intensity already, and our teams know we've showed up to work. So they are going to hand us as much information as we can take. So there is a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to do what we do. And we've been doing it for a long time. So I feel like just they know we've showed up, we're ready to work, and they just pound us with as much information as possible. And they're like, all right, girls, get out there and run, go for it, read the audience. And so we read probably 75% of the audience. Okay. And that is a big number when you're dealing with a couple hundred people in the audience. All right. And if you are sitting in the audience, the benefit of that is that you're going to receive what we like to call an activation. Your chakras will be lit up. Your energy field will be lit up. Your angel wings will pop out. Like whatever needs to happen, like your spirit guides will show up. And so your energy field, your auric field is getting activated. It's getting pounded with all of this beautiful angel light and all this beautiful energy from the other side. And that can really go home with you. So that is like your parting gift. Like you get to go home with this beautiful energy and really seep through the many layers of self. So basically people can have like an instant spiritual awakening. You know, it's a fancy word for just we're waking up, we're feeling better about ourselves. I've seen people let go of years of trauma in front of my eyes because a loved one has come through and has said exactly what they did at their dying breath, and nobody else would have known that information. You know, I've had other spirits come through and confirm, you know, time of passing, dates, names, have confirmed current life situations or estate planning or end of life planning, confirmed money, like where the money was moved to. And as far as like how to unravel that with the family members, because that's often something that people talk about that with end of life. So, you know, I literally do not know these people, neither does Amy. And we just show up, we bless this space, we are ready to work. And her and I work so well together that our teams are like, okay, girls, like you're ready. You're going to be the mouthpiece for the other side. Like, let's get to it. And so for me, it's been really interesting to watch because we do work so different. You know, I grew up watching James Van Praagh. I grew up watching Sylvia Brown, Colette Baron-Reed. I really love these people who have blazed the trail for people like Amy and myself. And now getting into that same position, mic in hand and ready to tackle an audience, it's been a wild ride and so much fun. And I love how spirit and the angels are working with us differently, because that's what it is. Everybody has their own brand of mediumship. Everybody has their own brand of psychic ability. So when you are that mouthpiece for the other side, just showing up and being your authentic self really does allow for such a unique experience and a fun time. So that's what we're bringing through.
I love it. It is a great time, and we both complement each other really well on the type of readings and how we work. And then it's nice because during our time together, spirit's prepping everything. Like, I can already feel this week things are being prepared. And so what that means is they're helping to kind of tap on the shoulder of people that have been asking for help, to lead them to the show, to put the information in front of them so they can show up. And so right now our teams are orchestrating with the people that will be there with their teams in spirit to first of all get them to the show, and then to be able to come. When you come to the show, you just relax into the space and let the messages flow through. So we find who we're attracted to. And like me, it's like a magnet. I'm just pulled to them and ask if it's okay to read. And then we read them. Some people raise their hand, and some people come for the energy and the experience, not wanting a reading. And we can sense that. So I know, like at the last one, I was like, well, they don't really want a reading. They felt kind of, there's a couple people that were a little standoffish about it, but they wanted to be there to see what this is all about. So we have beginners to advanced when it comes to having experience with readings or even doing readings themselves, types of audience members. And it makes it such a beautiful space to be able to have that, feel the light, feel the support. And I'm, like I mentioned a minute ago, I think that our type of messages that we deliver give a really nice variety. So the ones that I can tune in, I mean, I can do mediumship, but I really feel so fluid, and my strongest gifts are to read timelines of past, present, future life, and then what's going on in the current energies and reading the aura. So that is the type of reading you'll get from me. Or you may get a message from your spirit guides, guardian angels, or higher self. And Nicole does all of that. And then also you do really like beautiful mediumship readings. And I was so impressed. I loved our last time where we would have people that didn't know the answers, and it was brought through from spirit. So after you read them, they went and made a phone call, came back and said that their loved ones here in the physical plane could confirm all the messages, and it was like mind blowing. So that's how we know, down to details, right? Like down to the details. And that's how you can do evidential mediumship, where you find the evidence that can then be confirmed, which allows one to feel peace knowing, yeah, I'm tuning in, and what other messages are being shown here. Like what other messages of love are coming through. And so when people come to a group reading, you will find also that the readings can piggyback, and we've had that. So you may have somebody cross over that has the same name as somebody next to you, and they'll deliver a similar message. We had that. And then also, I know I read a couple people and I was like, I could tell they had the same soul realm energy together, and they were sitting right by each other. I thought, oh, that's so appropriate. We attract our tribe. Like, we find our people, we find our soul family in this life. So when you come to the group and the audience readings, even if you don't get a direct reading for yourself, you will find that the messages are very much supportive of you. You can feel like, oh, that message was meant for me as well. And do you find that you get that a lot, Nicole?
Oh yeah. Like, I get that all the time where people, well, the first thing I want to touch on is evidential mediumship, which is so funny to me because it's taken me such a long time to be like that confident, like to trust spirit, because as a young channel, like 15 years ago, I wasn't, when they would say, no, that's not right, or that's not accurate, I would doubt myself. And now 15 years later, I'm like, no, spirit is telling me this happened. They were riding a Harley. They died this way. They love poker, whatever the spirit is telling me. Right. And I'm like, if you don't know, that's okay. And because for 15 years, I have had people confirm the information, like, yes, you were right. Like, they've come back 2 days later, 10 years later, just confirm the energy. So it's like listening to the spirit world and knowing what they are saying is true and accurate, even if the sitter doesn't understand it at that time. A lot of people sometimes will get the deer in headlights, like they don't want to be on camera, or they don't want a microphone in their face. So like in front of a room of 100 people, and they're like, oh my God, are you really talking to me? So we just learn to breathe and bring through the information as high vibe and as natural as possible, honoring the spirit world and also honoring the person that is before us. The next thing that I find is that when, like you were saying, the spirit world starts to choose people who's going to show up to the show at that night. They understand. So please understand that spirit is very intelligent. The angels know absolutely everything. They will literally handpick the audience to show up that night because we have all agreed on a soul level and from a higher mind that we want to work together. So typically spirit and the angels pull in people that are going through the same life events. They pull in people that have the same name, same loved ones that's crossed over, same spiritual gifts, same timelines, same energy, passion, beauty, whatever it is that they're bringing forth on the planet. And the reason for that is just like we said in the beginning, so there can be an activation happening that when you leave the show, your parting gift really is that you're going to feel that light energy, the energy of love, the energy of our ancestors and our angels, and you can move forward with that energy very quickly in your life, and you can start creating the life that you really want here. So we have birds chirping, apparently. I just saw that. What's happening?
I just muted me because I didn't know how loud they are. Well, I muted it, Lizzie. So now I'm unmuted and I've got a woodpecker and something here I've never heard before. It sounds like a bullfrog. So this is going to be a lively.
I miss that energy. I miss nature. Oh, you're so lucky. You're like in it.
Oh, it's so amazing here. We went crystal digging yesterday up on the mountain and got some huge clusters, which was so fun. People think it's glamorous. It's not. You're a muddy mess. It's like, you know, you're in the sun with your tools, but we got some beautiful pieces. And then today I'm like, let's go on a live. Let me chill out in nature with all of the birds. So I'm loving it here. We have blue jays and robins and cardinals, this woodpecker back here, all kinds, owls at night. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, you have to come. I can't wait, Nicole, to come visit.
Definitely.
Yeah. So there's been a lot in, we were talking before we hit record, there's been a lot going on for everybody. So if you guys have topics or themes or questions, like, put them below. But one thing that Nicole's been seeing, cause I have taken a couple of weeks off here, just be with fam, but is that there've been relationship issues coming up or challenges or confusion in relationships. And I know that that was hitting pretty intense with the eclipse. And now that energy is kind of fading out, but we're seeing, like, they're showing me the waves. And so you get that ripple effect. And now we're still dealing with the ripples in our personal life if we haven't found the clarity or stability within the dynamics of relationships. So do you want to speak to that, Nicole, what you've been seeing? And then if you guys have any questions, for sure, we'll do a few readings today while we're on.
Yeah, definitely. So what I have noticed is that there's a lot of endings and beginnings. So like relationships or business partnerships that were coming together like towards March to like, I want to say February and March. And then it kind of like just ended very quickly in April. And so we're seeing a lot of endings and then a lot of new beginnings and things cycling out, but also people are questioning a lot. So I've also seen in long-term marriages or business partnerships, people are deciding to go in another direction. People are deciding, hey, I love you, but this is not just working out anymore. And so it's really about ending and walking away in love and actually honoring each other. And of course, we all want that to happen. It's not like anybody wakes up and is like, you know, I would really like to leave my marriage in disarray. That's not what we're talking about. So, but if you've been working on yourself and then all of a sudden there's a pop of energy that comes through the dynamic and your relationship has not been growing with you, sometimes, or the friendship or the business partnership, sometimes it takes an eclipse or it takes a full moon or it takes a new moon to really move that energy forward so that you can say, okay, I love you and you love me, but we need to go in a different direction. So if you've noticed that with employers, you've noticed that in business relationships and also friendships. The second piece of that is also the cycling through, not holding on to things that are not of service to either one of you. So if you have beings in your life that are maybe not honoring you for the path that you are choosing, or you're trying to hold on to something that is just weighing you down, or the angels always get me to look at relationships this way. Is it adding value? Do I feel like the best version of myself when I'm around this person? Do I feel like I could tackle the world? My gifts are flying open, that I'm ready for abundance, and I hear the angels singing all the time? Or am I constantly in fear or anger or worry or stress? So when I am in the ladder of like fear, anger, worry, stress, then that can let you know that the frequency band is off between the two of you. So it's not even necessarily like we're not passing blame here. What we're trying to get you to look at is that when different energies collide or bump up against each other, and it causes like either a rift or it's not exactly smooth and cohesive, that is what then creates the distortion in the reality of the relationship. But if we then learn how to work together and move and smooth the energy out, then we can go on learning and growing with each other. Because let's face it, every relationship, every relationship, there's a give and take, whether it's a business partnership, a friendship, a love relationship, romantic, however you see it. We are humans. We are always evolving, always growing. And the hope is that that person is always evolving and growing with you, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. I said that the other day. So when you're in long-term business partnerships and relationships, there's going to be growth. And that growth can be either messy, complicated, and then eventually flowing, or it can flow beautifully and only have a hiccup once in a while, right? That's going to happen. It's inevitable. I think this belief where we have that things don't happen or things don't come up in relationships is really, that's not accurate. It's not true. And so I think some people, I have seen it once in a while, but moreover, it's more about two souls evolving together, or three or four or five, depending on the business deal, friendship, whatever. And so that everybody would keep working together. But with the eclipse or any other event that happens on a global level, this is an opportunity and a time to adjust. So my team is saying it's a time to adjust. It's a time to pivot. It's a time to really move in to that which you are seeking, because that which you are seeking is also seeking you. So moving away from maybe the business or the partnership that's draining instead of exhilarating, and not in a way that is harmful to either party, but just saying it's about time. We have to move on and move away from this. But also, I find that with relationships, people are often plugging into others. And this is the last piece that I'll speak about this, but people are often plugging into others looking for themselves, right? So to thy own self be true, we have to plug in to that light that is within ourselves and the light of creation, God, goddess, source, energy, angels, fill ourselves up, and then we get to fill up another. And so that is also a very keen point. You know, we can love others. And I don't like the saying, like, you have to love yourself before you love others, because I that's not where I'm going with this. Where I'm going is that we have to fill our own cup up, whatever that is, joy, peace, love, creativity, dancing, laughter, fill our own cup up and then let it spill over and connect with another being on those same levels. And that to me is really where true love comes from. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice because I've been channeling all day. True love comes from, and also loving yourself. And so together, that is like holy matrimony in my mind. So I'm going to leave it, give it over to Amy, because I obviously need to take a minute. So
thank you, girl. Yeah, it's so important. Everything you're sharing, and also for those that are in long-term relationships, Nicole, you mentioned something that reminds me to share. You know, it is about communication. It's about, if you feel you're on a different frequency, getting back in sync with one another. It's work. Like, there's a lot of movements, even in long relationships. So I've been married 25 years this year, like in a couple months, which is whoa, but it's like a lot of work. Yeah. So it requires patience and compassion and listening and communication. And when things don't go well, then you have those conversations. So for those people that might say, well, I'm in a relationship and things are coming up, does that mean the relationship is ending? No, not necessarily. It just means another chapter or a shift, or come together and get back in alignment, you know, sync up. So I love that you were sharing that. And also at the same time, this isn't just partners, like, you know, like intimate relationships. It's also business and friendships as well. And so giving things a moment to breathe, but it is hard to reset and come together if you don't have that communication. I feel like communication in any relationship is really, really important. And so that is something that the last, that this eclipse just kicked up. And once we can filter out all of the energy and say, okay, well, what really is going on here? And where do I want to go from here? We'll find ourselves in a space that is peaceful, because even if it's a decision that's a little frightening, maybe it's something new, at least you have that peace in your body that you have looked at from all different perspectives and tried to work through things. And if they're not, then it's a sign that it's, you know, time for a new chapter. So what they say though, like when, you know, one door opens, two will, or when one door closes, two more open or something like that. I've definitely seen that in so many aspects of transitions and shifting. So thank you for everything you're sharing. I just wanted to bring that through as well, that it doesn't always mean a complete ending. It can be a reset. And I think you did say that. So I had there were some questions on here. So hi, everyone. So Trish said hi earlier. Hi, Trish. Hi, Lizzie. Hi, Lo. Hi, Sunny. Hi, Aislinn or Ashlyn. I'm like reading the username's wrong. Let's see. Okay, so let me go. I'm going to scroll up. There were a couple of questions, Nicole, that came through, and hopefully everybody can hear okay. I was like having an airplane come through and all the birds, so it's a very live and interactive experience. Okay, did you see any questions, Nicole? I think I went too far to the top here. All right. La, la, la. You guys can put your questions in right now. Well, Lizzie was saying earlier that what you were sharing, Nicole, really resonated. And she said she's been reflecting on relationships, whether it be romantic or friendship, and just going through the different aspects and viewpoints. So she's confirming also that that's something many of us are experiencing. Okay, we have enjoyed today asking, Nicole, I'll let you read this one. Do my spirit guides say anything? Do they have any messages for me?
I just keep hearing relax, and it's time to take things slow and start listening instead of pushing all the time. And I keep hearing you, like, you're like, I'm already relaxing. Okay. Well, they need an opportunity to really talk to you. So you have to shut it down a little bit. So really just sitting there and with your mind's eye closing, taking a couple deep breaths and feeling their energy. They want to walk with you. They want to work with you. They want to speak through you. They want to create, but you keep blocking it, they're saying. And so they really want you to give them an opportunity to come through. So I just keep hearing relax and slow down a little bit. And I know there's a little resistance to that. And that's okay, because we all have it. When people tell me that, I'm like, oh, I am relaxed. What are you talking about? As I'm screaming. So, you know, so really it's just having an opportunity, but like 5-10 minutes a day, meditate, sit with them, meditate. Just that word's been thrown around a lot. Really, we just are saying like, sit down, breathe in and breathe out and bring their energy all throughout your body. I'll leave that with you. Yes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I was feeling that too, like to be able to breathe it in for integration, right? So I think being present. Yeah, I relate to that so much. Ashlyn, hi. Ashlyn says, hi guys, I would love some general guidance, please. Okay, so Ashlyn, you're moving through energy actively currently, because I felt like in the solar plexus that some energy had been processed and released, and now it's come up to the heart and throat space. So if you do breathing exercises to help it come through, you might find yourself like releasing through tears or a laugh, this kind of way. It's a physical type of a release that you will physically have an experience. And that was energy that is old, that's already surfaced to your awareness and just needs to finally be released out. They're also showing if you want to do tapping, so EFT along the meridians that support your heart up to your throat to get that out. And then there's something, some energy kind of congealed or blocked at the back of your left shoulder blade. And so that's related down to the heart space. Next, they show me you just like twisting to move at your hips side to side and then forward bends. So they're wanting you to manipulate by movement, like you're kneading almost, like kneading dough, like you're pushing out energy that's been stored in the physical tissue, physical body. And that's going to help you to finally feel like, oh, okay. Because you're in process. It's just a little bit more like you're kind of towards the tail end of the process. But these physical steps will help you to clear and finally like release that old energy out. And it's just energy. There's no judgment to it. You might experience it like emotion or lots of thoughts, but the body can feel it like tension, or the tummy can feel like that your stomach's upset and that kind of a thing. So that's what you're flowing and working through right now. And so hopefully that really helps you. And that also everybody can apply that if you're finding tension in your body or stress. Think of it like, how can you physically massage it out? But then also, what was the source cause of it? And that can be emotions or energy. And so for me, breathing, deep breath, diaphragmatic breath will help you to release it, so it doesn't keep really tight in the body and then perpetuate into more of a physical issue. Yeah. Okay, so there was another question that was here for you, Nicole. I'll scroll through so it doesn't freeze on you. Oh, I guess this is one maybe for me or you both real quick. It's just like a general question from Mermaid Love. Any plans for a trip to Mount Shasta? I've been feeling drawn. I don't have any plans yet, but maybe. I love that place. So we'll have to like let you know. We'll put it on our page if we have another retreat planned. Right now, I'm just integrating, just moved to Arkansas. So I'm really like just taking it slow here myself. Let's see. Okay, so here's a question for you, Nicole, from Sunny Days. Do you see anything for me, please? Anything related to moving or relationships or anything? Laugh out loud.
I do. For some reason, I keep seeing Arkansas and Oregon. That's funny that you kept saying Arkansas. I see Arkansas and I see Oregon. I don't know if that's a move or just needing to go there for some energy and pulling it in, but definitely Oregon too. There's something here on this West Coast that you need some energy from. I want to say the cliffs. I like the ocean there. I also like the trees there. Mm-hmm. So, but they're telling me, 20 months, sorry, that's a long timeline. In my world, that's a long timeline. 20 months. In 20 months, you will have your life will be totally recreated, but the move will happen internal. First of all, you're supposed to go in about 2 months, kind of scout out a new area. They really want you to get out of your current location. This is a drastic move. That's why they're giving you 20 months, because it's, I need you to go see other states. I need you to feel into the energy of other places. That's why they said, like, Oregon, I need you to be with the trees and the beauty that is out there, the seals. I just see so much abundance for you that when you move, but they're giving you a 20-month timeline because they understand that it will take a long time. I also feel that your move is in conjunction with the relationship. So as you are moving the pieces of the puzzle and getting ready to fly, your partner is going to present themselves. It's not about one or the other, the chicken or the egg. It's not about holding yourself back. It's really living your best life and your timeline. And then the players will appear. But yeah, they keep showing me 20. I'm so sorry. I hope that's okay for you, but they keep showing me 20. And I'm just going to give that to you. We can speed up the timeline always. It could be 20 days if you really want it to be, or it could be 20 weeks. You know, I've had that happen too. I got a reading before and they're like, it'll be in 2 years. And I was like, we're going to speed up that timeline. And like it happened in 2 weeks. So you can do that. So as I'm looking at it now, the snapshot is 20 months, but it is a drastic move. So if you're feeling called to another state, I really want to tell you, listen to that call, start making inroads to move out of your current state. All right, I'll leave that for you. Yes.
That was such a good message. Yeah. Oh, girl. Well, I just know from moving, like 20 months, give me some. I've had 2 months notice before, and I'm like, oh, that's so fast because there's a lot to do. So that's nice to be able to have the time to prepare and make all the, adjustments and everything. Okay. So here we are. I'm going to read for Faran. Anything in general coming in for me, much appreciated. So when I tune in for you, I see exercise, like physically fit, and clean, healthy living and diet. And so the message is to continue on that path that I feel like maybe this came through for you before, because as I'm sharing, I'm like, this sounds familiar. So maybe, but it was about clean eating. So there's something about your body that's sensitive to foods, and so you want to find the most nutritional supportive foods for your body. And that on top of like your awareness is going to help with your mind, with your emotions, with your physical body, everything. So your whole holistic way of living. And that's what they're leaving with us. So, and then sunshine is really good, is what I'm seeing as well. So it's all about your physical health right now, and how taking your notice to that and being present with your physical health will support your mental, emotional, spiritual health as well. So yeah. Okay, Nicole. Paula is asking, I would love some general guidance.
Okay. So Paula, let me see. Please come forward. Okay. So your soul is just asking for some love right now, and also asking for colors. I know that sounds funny, but we need more colors. There are vibration and healing energies within colors, and like that's what your soul is asking. Also, just to be childlike again and to be loved. I'm really hearing I just need to be loved. I need to be held. I need to be loved. I need to be told that I'm beautiful, that I matter, that I'm special. And I feel like you're in a partnership or will be very soon. So please understand that this is coming. And this is the example of what I was talking about earlier, is like where people need that companionship. I'm also a person like that. Like I love companionship and affection. And so like I'm an affectionate being. I want to be touched. I want to be told I'm beautiful. So same thing. Like I feel like that is really who you are, and you really do need that on a soul level. So just know that it's coming, please, and understand that it will breathe new life into you if you're not already in this relationship. And loving yourself can mean like dancing. It can mean going to the gym, buying a new outfit, like just something that really honors and adores you from within, but it can be physical as well. So spirit's saying, you're a person that also loves beauty. Like, you need to be beautiful on the outside as well. And we honor that, because it's taking that inner light that's on the internal, obviously, and shining it forth on the external. So we do that with color and makeup and dance and movement. And so adorning the body in the color, painting your face in color, you know, all of that. So spirit just really wants you to be colorful, vibrant, and to really express love on all levels, and also understanding wanting that love and affection from another. There is nothing wrong with that. And so I will leave that with you.
Aw, that's so pretty. Yeah, so it might get a little loud here. You can hear the birds, but if it gets too loud with my neighbors, let me know. So scrolling through, I was looking at the bottom for responses. So we had some feedback from the readings we did, which was really like confirming and just a lot of thank yous. So you all are welcome. And then I'm just down at the bottom now of the comments. You guys can put your comments, your questions in again, especially to let us know that you're still here. Mermaid Love is saying, I would like to know whatever spirit wants me to know right now, please. Okay. I kind of like these open readings. I think they're great. So yeah, let me tune in. I keep seeing a cycle, like a seasons of change, a cycle. And they're saying, we've talked a lot about this, but they want you to know that you're coming to the close of a cycle. And in about 3 to 4 weeks, something new will be coming in for you. It feels kind of like a stutter. So in 3 weeks from now, you might feel, it's hard to put into words, but I've had this happen where it feels like things kind of pause for a minute and then they kind of stutter, like each hour, or it's held for a day and then you stutter forward. So in about 4 weeks, everything will be smoothed out as far as your energy and knowledge about this upcoming transition. And what does that mean for you? I am feeling there's a lot of internal processing and internal upgrades. So I feel like this is a lot about your relationship with self and spirit and how you are managing all of your inner energy, like all the thoughts and emotions and perspectives. And this goes beyond this life. You might find new awarenesses come up that are really enhanced because it's, they're saying emulating, it's pulling forward energy from past lives. And so if it doesn't make sense, that's why they're giving you a space of about a week for it to kind of reorganize within your system. So it's a lot of inner work, and then you'll see it, how it's affecting and influencing your outer work. But this is a deep level for you for inner reflection and being present with self that's going to have a long-term effect. This isn't a tiny shift. It's a bigger shift for you. And so let yourself be okay with the unknown and flow with the experience. So hopefully that helps. Yes. And hi, everybody who's new. Welcome, welcome. We're taking some reading questions here for a minute. And also, we were sharing about our upcoming shows, Night with Spirit, which is where we have in-person large group audiences come to have a reading and a really great time, like a fun experience with Nicole and myself. And our next one is in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, April 24. And then we'll be in Clearwater, Florida on May 25. So we'll put the link in our bio and up in story highlights if you'd like to join. Nicole, can you see an active question on your screen, mm-hmm. or do you want me to read it to
no,
you?
No, I have it. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I just have words all over my face. It's okay. So I have Catching Joy. And it says, I would love to hear something about my active career, please. And it's so funny because as you said that, there was like literally an angel over here with gold. And I want to say that's Archangel Gabriel. So Gabriel is really about using your voice and channeling and also speaking God's truth, right? The universal truth. If the word God is too much, it's the universal truth and really honoring what it is, the energy coming forward. So your career should be one of leadership. It should be one of using your voice. It should be one of telling the truth. It should be one of advocating for people. So whether that is in, you know, the human arts, the healing arts, whether that's in teaching, nursing, like anything, like you can use it so broad, but psychology, it could be in PR. You literally think about using your vocal cords, anything. So writing or using my vocal cords or getting and speaking in front of people and having media involved. this is, and if you don't like media, then behind the scenes, really helping and advocating for people, that is really who you are on such a visceral level. And using or asking, invoking Archangel Gabriel to be with you and to really help you move your career forward is what's going to propel you forward, and also help you change and shift a little bit. Because I see that sometimes we don't believe in ourselves. Sometimes we have a little fear that if we say what's true, if we say what's real, if we are authentic, that we could possibly either lose people or get in trouble on some level is what I'm seeing. And I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to know that the angels have your back, that they're here for you, and that they really do want you to be your most abundant, truthful self. So I'll leave that with you. Yes.
So pretty. So there's a couple of questions and comments I wanted to address, but real quick, before I do that, guides have shared with me to put in here spiritschoolonline.com is where you can find me, Nicole, and all the information for our personal websites, the Night with Spirit shows, and our classes. And we also offer every month a community energy healing session. So it's through Zoom. And so you, you know, come to that other platform, but we have that information there as well. So you can screenshot it or visit spiritschoolonline.com. And then you can catch other episodes of our podcast that we've done together and my other episodes at Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. And that's everywhere the podcasts are found. So for everybody that's new, it's so nice to connect. And that's how you can find us. And Malia is saying, oh, I missed this beautiful combo. Hi, Nicole. And then Mermaid Love is sharing that the reading that I gave was 100% made perfect sense. They've just dissolved a 15-year marriage last year. And so working through everything, you know, from that. Let's see. Okay, so I'm at the bottom here. Scrolling up a minute. Okay. I think we are kind of like met in the middle there. Let me go back down to the bottom. Oh, okay. Oh, Lizzie. Yes, the courses are amazing. I highly recommend the school. Thanks, Lizzie. Lizzie's in our Learn to Channel, and she's just doing such a beautiful job with connecting deeper with her guides and bringing through messages with everyone. And you guys can find her at Spark the Heart with a Z at the end. And then let's see. Okay. I feel like I might have read some of these already. Are you feeling, do you see any new ones, Nicole?
There's like one from
anybody we haven't read.
Well, Diana.
Okay.
And it says anything for me from AA Michael. Do you want to answer that?
Oh yeah, I did see that at the top. Okay. Sorry, it gets lost in the feed. Yeah. So oh gosh. I love connecting in with specific angels. Often I'll do open readings, but you asked for him. So he's bringing his energy in. I just see, like, you know, it's typical for you to see as one of his visions that I get is a flaming sword of light and a lot of blue indigo energy and like this fiery white light. So he is actually sharing that you have some parasitic energy. It's energy around your heart chakra. He wants to help clear that for you. So you can do meditation, ask him to come in, and probably he'll start right now anyhow that we're talking about it. But it just looks like energy that's attached to emotion, and then it creates confusion, and it's also clogging your heart chakra. So it's creating this disruption where you can give and receive love. And this is love with humans and that, but also love with just the abundant nature of life and feeling present here in this reality, that you feel that connection, like even here in nature. So you can do salt, you can do a salt paste or a deep salt water bath soak, but asking him to come in and pull and clear that energy out will really help you. Also, if you work with a tuning fork or a sound bowl, like a crystal bowl, and you play that bowl for the heart chakra, it's going to resonate. So it will amplify the heart chakra sound, which will deactivate those parasitic energies. And so this is in the astral realm. And this is just energy that feeds off of confusion or unprocessed emotions. So if you felt a little heavy at the heart space, this is why. And you will call an Archangel Michael to help you. And to me, it feels a little damp, like a little heavy, damp energy there. And so he can help you clear out your emotions and then that energy of the parasitic energy that's there feeding off of it. So yeah, hopefully that helps. If you need further clarity, just send me a message because that's like a pretty specific type of an approach for what you've got going on. Let's see. Okay, we have time for a couple more, and then I was looking at the clock, then I have to go. Nicole, do you want to take the last one maybe for you?
Did you answer Hari? I think it's Hrai. I know I have a bright future right now. Okay, because so I see there's been a couple, like there's pain in my stomach, I have trauma. So I just want to touch on this. Yeah, did you see that? Okay. So basically, the pain in your stomach or the trauma is because you're not moving forward, right? So like spirit will often let us feel pain at times if we are not moving forward and we are not being true to who we are. So they're telling me that you have something to say to someone and you're holding back, and that's where the stuck energy is coming in. And again, just like we had, this is a piggyback from the last reading I just did with Archangel Gabriel and using your voice and your vocal cords, like you will continue to get sick the more that you don't speak your truth. And that is the honest truth. And that is like, they make it that easy. And oftentimes we have to feel pain in the body in order to move forward. You definitely do have a bright future ahead. You were meant to, I just feel like, sing and to laugh and to dance and maybe like try your hand at like, you know, comedy or doing again, something up on stage. I know this is really funny, like improv, like I'm just seeing like a lot of laughter and joking around you. And I'm seeing a time where you can really use your vocal cords in the healing arts, in being a manifester, using this energy for public relations, public speaking. Again, it's all the energy of Archangel Gabriel and really putting your truth and your art out into the world. I also do see any creative ventures need to be seen by the public. So if you're at home creating art or retail or anything that somebody can buy and purchase, that needs to be out on the earth plane as well. So you have all of these gifts inside of you, and they're really like stifled down because you're not speaking your truth and because you're not being honest about your current situation. I do believe there is a chance that you need to either leave or shift somebody out of your life. It might not be very ideal. And it doesn't have to be traumatic or dramatic, right? We can always exit with love, and we can always talk to that person with an open heart and a higher communication. It really looks like this person would either be a family member or close relationship. So I'm talking friendship, best friend, something like that. And so the more that we can honor that this change needs to happen and it's not something I'm willing to let go right now, we can ask for divine guidance or for the angels to help us get to the next layer of healing and movement forward. We ask them, I always call upon them and ask for a divine intervention on my soul's behalf. I really do. I say, may I have a divine intervention on my behalf and the behalf of my children, you know, because my children are also a part of me, that we move this piece of our life forward, whatever it is, if there's a roadblock or something to us, and the angels will come in and remove that piece or create the miracle that needs to happen so that we can exit stage left or, you know, make a right, whatever needs to happen so we can shift the reality. So I feel like you really do need that divine intervention, and I have the angels all around you. So I'm going to leave that with you. Yeah.
Thank you for that message. I love that message. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Sorry, notifications. My ring is going off. I'm glad I'm in the backyard. Sub Cougar is asking, can you please read me? Yeah. Hi, hun. Okay, so let me tune in. You know, I'm looking at your energy and I see spirit wants to bring you a high dose of green frequency, which is healing. And it's like this laser focus rush of light straight to your solar plexus. So I would look to what's going on at your solar plexus and be present with that. And so solar plexus energy is what supports our physical health and stamina for having the vitality to push ourselves forward in life. A lot of times it deals with business or our professional perspective or the outside part of us that we show to the general public. And so it looks like there's been a little disruption there or some energy. It actually looks like a wall of energy that's kind of blocking you off. And so at the same time, I feel like there has been a need for inner healing and going within that cocoon space. But so much energy has built up around it that this is a place where you can receive healing, prana or chi, just pure healing energy from the world around you. And there's a blockage there. So if you were to use chromotherapy, which is healing with color, you can implement that by sleeping with a green blanket, wearing green, putting a green light on you, spending time out in nature with green, wearing emeralds, which is funny because I actually put one on today. Like I said that the night, okay. Or you can use other precious stones. So I like to use malachite. That's a beautiful green one. And put it on your solar plexus chakra and breathe with it. And you're going to feel the energy start to lessen and dissolve. So those blocks, and then you'll feel your own energy start to move through. Go slow because I do feel like there could be a detox here. But it's definitely working with your solar plexus chakra, working with the color green, working with Archangel Raphael for this. And then also you can use sound healing through mantras. So if you were to go online through Spotify, YouTube, wherever, look up sounds for the chakra. Green also represents healing. So you can do that combination with a green crystal there. And then once you feel like you've cleared it out, you could stabilize it with a yellow crystal. So yeah, I'll leave that with you because that, you know, that's what they're sharing. And then Sub Cougar saying, thank you so much. Green's our favorite color. Green eyes. I have green eyes too. But green is also healing. So when we see people with green aura, you know, it's like they're a healer. And we could just work with that frequency. It will really support you. Okay. So hi, Malibu baby. Hey, girl. Alrighty. So we'll love an angel message. Archangel Michael's been helping me out lately. I don't know, Nicole, is it your turn or my turn?
Well, you go. You're on it. You're on a roll. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me tune in for you, Lo. Okay. 1 second. Oh yeah, girl. So I'm seeing for you a lot of energy coming up from the earth and it's supporting you. So when we channel energy, you can access it through different parts of the body and different sources. And I felt earth energy coming up your legs all the way up into your abdomen and then getting a strong reserve of energy to then have it come out of your heart. So this is for your songs and your upcoming projects. And they want you to spend time in nature, meditating and pull the energy in. You're letting it sit like a battery in your lower chakras so that you can feel stable and have that fuel. And then you're going to get these bursts of inspiration because I know you work long shifts. So you might be in the studio for like 12 hours. I don't know, but it's like you're holding this charge of energy. So that when you're inspired and what wants to come through from your throat and heart, you're going to have the physical stamina to do so. Also feeling so much heart space opening for you. Like I almost could cry heart, the front of your heart chakra, your high heart chakra, and then the back where the angel wings come through. There's a lot of pretty colors coming through with your upcoming project. And, I feel like it's not complete as far as like this energy is to help you see through the delivery and maybe like adding to some songs or tweaking songs. I'm not sure, but it's coming through. So the timeline for you, you have this recharge or buildup of energy for 3 weeks. It looks like you'll probably hang with that for about a month. And then 7 weeks from now is a bright burst of light that I see. So I don't know if you're releasing something then or what's going on, but it's like, boom, this bright burst of light in 7 weeks from now. So to help you, it would be to spend time in nature and let yourself recharge with the time that you have. So as best that you can. And we can, like Nicole was saying, we can shift time, but you can do like a really concentrated charging up of energy. If you only have 20 minutes, if we all have a busy schedule and say you only have 20 minutes, it's all about intention. So if you're present and not distracted, and you have 20 minutes versus an hour, use it and you can still pull that much more energy in. So yeah, I hope that helps. And okay, Archangel Michael's been helping me out lately. Yes. And as I read that, I'm seeing tons of trees again, nature, but I'm seeing pine trees especially. I don't know if you have pine trees near you. I don't know, maybe a few. So pine trees would be a really good support for you. I love the trees, and they all have a unique energy, and the pine trees put out a really pretty auric field. So if you sit within it, you can charge up really quick. Maybe that's what they were talking about, that, you know, concentrated time of like 20 minutes and get a high dose of energy. So yes, I love it. Thanks for your question. And thanks everybody for joining today. So we'll probably put this, if the recording's okay and there aren't too many birds and all kinds of whatever, we'll put it out on Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast as well. We have other messages and episodes there y'all can check out. And then join us if you guys are in Pennsylvania or Florida. Nicole and I will be there April 24th in Pottstown at Sunnybrook, and we'll be there the 24th, so next week. And then we'll be down in Clearwater on May 25th, and we'd love to meet you in person, because it's, you know, here we are connected, but if we can meet in person, that's really fun as well. Anything else you want to share, Nicole? Anything coming through?
Just be your best self, your most fabulous self. I always tell people, dress for the part that you want. If it's love, relationships, abundance, health, wealth, whatever we're desiring, always dress for the part, right? And wealth, I mean, like wealth of love, a wealth of joy, a wealth of just ingenuity, grace, rebuilding your structure on a daily basis, creative ideas, art, family. So we always want to put our best foot forward in life and really stepping into that. So if you get up and you roll out of bed and you're not feeling the best, I always tell people, like, put music on, meditate, dance, do yoga, work out, work the energy out, get into nature. Nature is always amazing. Obviously, we've had a lot of nature on this call. We really appreciate that. The birds are helping. They're making it high vibe. You can drum, sing, just move the body, move the spirit, move the energy. Drive in your car, listen to great music. That's also another one. Sometimes I just drive and drive through nature and I feel better because I'm such a city girl. Mm-hmm. So it's like, let me drive through the nature or lay on the beach or something. So, but yeah, anything that's going to shift your reality or your perspective for that moment in time really will change your vibe, and then you start moving your life in the direction of your desires, because that which you are seeking is also seeking you. So remember that which I am seeking is also seeking me. So we will leave you with that, and tons of high vibe love and high fives in the ethers. Woo! We love you guys so very much, and we'll see you soon, hopefully. And yeah. Keep it high vibe and keeping it real.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye.